CQ, 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 calling all radio amateurs and shortwave listeners. This is GB2RS, the news broadcasting service of the RSGB, Radio Society of Great Britain. It's read to you by G4NJH in Nottingham. Web references can be found either on the RSGB website or attached to the podcast at gb2rs.podbean.com. This is GB2RS News for Sunday the 22nd of August 2021. Here are the main news headlines. Latest convention details released. Members free entry to Bletchley resumes. Megacycle ride reaches northern Scotland. The RSGB has announced further details on its online convention, which will be held on Saturday the 9th of October. The event will be streamed live on the Society's YouTube channel. Dan, M0WUT, will be focusing on hand soldering techniques that will allow you to tackle all but the most challenging of components. If levels of interference at home are a problem, Michael G0POT will look at taking your station out into the countryside and how to make it effective. Whether you're new to amateur radio or have been enjoying it for years, do put the 9th of October in your diary. You can find more information on the RSGB website. The RSGB is delighted that it can now resume its RSGB members' free entry voucher for Bletchley Park, which also gives you entry to the RSGB National Radio Centre. Visitor arrangements have changed, and you'll need to pre-book a date and time slot for your visit via the Bletchley Park website. You'll need your visitor ticket and your RSGB entry voucher to hand in when you arrive. Please follow carefully the instructions on the RSGB website at rsgb.org so you can enjoy your visit to Bletchley Park and the RSGB NRC. Kevin G0PEK and Lauren 2E0HLR started their Megacycle 2021 ride at the start of August and have now reached the north of Scotland. This weekend they're active using GB5CWL at Cape Roth. They plan to finish their cycling challenge on Thursday the 26th of August. While radioactivity has been limited during the ride, they have been using the challenge to raise funds for the RNLI. For more information, look for Megacycle D-Expedition on Facebook. Part 2 of the BATC convention will take place on the 16th of October. It'll be a day of free online talks about amateur television. See batc.org.uk, their website. The International Air Ambulance Week will take place between the 4th and 12th of September 2021. The event covers two weekends, giving amateurs a great chance to get involved. Details to be found at radio-amateur-events.org. The National Museum of Computing on the Bletchley Park site will be holding another Electro Jumble on Sunday the 19th of September from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Although entry to the event is free, admission will be by pre-book ticket. More information, please visit their website at tnmoc.org. The QSL Bureau sub-manager for the G4T-Z group has retired. A replacement volunteer to distribute cards to this active subgroup is urgently needed. If you have time and a little space, some basic computer skills, and the desire to help your fellow members, the Bureau would like to hear from you. You can find out more by email qsl@rsgb.org.uk. Now for details of rallies and events. Before travelling to any rally, please check the event's website for alterations or cancellations. Today, the 22nd, a Grand Field Day Out will be held at Willsborough Windmill, Ashford, just off M20 Junction 10. As previously publicised, the Milton Keynes ARS rally, originally due to be held on the 29th of August, is now cancelled. The organisers look forward to welcoming visitors, though, next year. The organising team and club committee of the Torbay Amateur Radio Society are very pleased to be able to confirm that the annual communications rally is going ahead this year on the 29th of August. The event is being held at the Newton Abbey Racecourse site, ctars.org.uk for more. The Huntingdonshire ARS rally will take place on Bank Holiday Monday the 30th at Ernulf Academy, St Neots, P19-2SH. Now for DX News, Elvira IV3FSG will be active as 5X3R from Uganda until the 2nd of September. QSL via IK2DUW Direct. The log will be uploaded to Club Log. A team will be active as EJ7NET from Gola Island, IOTA reference EU121, until the 25th of August. They'll operate CWSSB and FT8 on 80-6 metre bands, QSL EI6FR direct only. PASI OH3WS will be active as OJ0WS from Market Reef, EU053 until the 28th of August. He'll operate CW only, QSL via the Bureau to OH3WS. Bill K9HZ will be active as J68HZ from St. Lucia, that's NA108, until the 8th of November. He operates FT8, CW and SSB, QSL via Logbook of the World, which is preferred, EQSL, or direct to K9HZ. He will also upload his log to Club Log. Now for special event news. Today, the 22nd, is the final day of the International Lighthouse and Lightship Weekend. Many lighthouses, lightships and associated places will be activated for this summer event. Moray Firth Amateur Radio Society will be operating as GB0CSL from the Cove Sea Skerries Lighthouse, Lossiemouth, with the kind permission of the Lighthouse Trustees. GB0ELH will be active from near the Beachy Head Lighthouse. North Bristol Amateur Radio Club will run GB0AVL from Avonmouth Community Centre, close to the Avonmouth Lights. Today, the 22nd, members of the Colchester Radio Amateurs are operating GB0BRO to support the reopening of the British Resistance Organisation Museum. Activity will be on 8030 20 metres SSB FT8 Digital and PSK31. The Shropshire Linux in User Group is celebrating 30 years of the Linux or Linux operating system with GB4TUX. From the 4th of September, the call will be activated from the Telford Hamfest on the 5th of September. Now for contest news. When operating in contest, please keep yourself and fellow amateurs safe by following any government recommendations. August is the month of the traditional summer holiday, so there are no RSGBIHF contests this month. On Tuesday, the SHF UK Activity Contest runs 18:30 to 21:30 UTC. All modes on the 2.3 to 10 gigs bands, the exchange's signal report, serial number and locator. Next weekend, the Worldwide DigiDX contest. It runs from 1200 UTC on the 29th to 1200 UTC on the 30th. It uses FT4 and FT8 on the 1.8 to 28 megs contest bands. The exchange is your four-character locator. Next Sunday, the 29th, the UK Microwave Group contest runs from 0600 to 1800 UTC. Using all modes on the 5.7 and 10 gigs bands, the exchange's signal report, serial number and locator. Now for the radio propagation report compiled by G0KYA, G3YLA and G4BAO on Friday the 20th of August. We had another week of low sunspot numbers, they write, but generally settled geomagnetic conditions. The solar flux level index generally stayed in the range of 73 to 75, which is nothing to get too excited about. The KP index hit a maximum of 3, but was more often at 0 or 1. Maximum usable frequencies over a 3,000 km path have struggled to exceed 18 MHz during daylight hours, and 14 MHz has probably been more usable. 30 metres and sometimes 20 metres have remained open long after dark, but we are seeing those bands closing earlier as we leave summer and head towards autumn. But this does not mean that we are also heading for an upturn in ionospheric propagation as the chemical makeup of the ionosphere changes from molecular to atomic components, which are easier to ionise. Next week, NOAA predicts more of the same, with a solar flux index in the range of 72 to 74. It also predicts a rise of the KP index to 4 on Tuesday the 24th, which could see MUFs decline. This may be due to a high-speed stream from a coronal hole stretching down towards the solar equator and currently rotating into an Earth-facing position. It's the North American SSB QSO party this weekend, so perhaps a good opportunity for a transatlantic phone contact. Again, 20 metres would be best during daylight hours, with an occasional opening on 15. Now for VHF and UP, last week the spell of indifferent summer weather partially supported tropo conditions due to a weak ridge close to southern areas, but it remained more unsettled in the northwest. This tropo saw a few stations in southern England managing to launch signals into the ever-present tropoducting down to the Canaries caused by the Azores High phenomenon. Even some lucky stations east of the meridian in J02 square work the 3,000 kilometres or so path to the Canaries and Madeira, EI8 and EA8 and CT3 respectively, on 144 megs FT8. This is very rare on Tropo alone, and usually is the privilege of stations much further south and west. Early in the coming week, the high-pressure area is signalled to return to northern areas initially, with improving tropo prospects soon extending to the whole country in the early part of next week. Some models suggest the return of low pressure towards the end of the week, with some rain scatter to be had from this on the microwave bands. There have been a few sporadic key examples continuing into the second half of August, and although becoming harder to find, it is still worth checking clusters and beacons. Last week, some activity on 10 metres even extended well past midnight. We are still close to the broad-peaked Perseids meteor shower, so continue to monitor for improved meteor scatter conditions. The shower radiant might still enhance the usual peak of random meteors around dawn. Moon declination goes positive again on Wednesday, so we'll see lengthening moon windows and higher peak moon elevation as the week progresses. Path losses will rise steadily as the moon goes out to apogee, its furthest point from Earth, a week on Monday the 30th. And that's it from the propagation team this week. And that's all from me. Till next week.